It reminds me that there's a story that Alter Rebbe used to learn every day for 6 hours with Reb Avram HaMalach. Reb Avram, the angel, who was the Mezritch Magid's son. And when the Alter Rebbe came to Mezritch as a young man, he came as a 19-year-old man, he learned every day 6 hours with Reb Avram. He would teach Reb Avram HaMalach 3 hours, Halacha, Gemara. Reb Avram HaMalach would teach him Kabbalah. Once, after the Reb Avram HaMalach, they called him an angel, not in vain. Because that was his personality. He lived on earth, but he was a real angel. And when he would daven, he would go into ecstasy. And there were times when it seemed like his soul is literally going to expire. He's going to die. Once, somebody came running to his father, the Maggid, and said, you know, the Reb Avram HaMalach almost expired today during davening. From the intense revelation and radiance of spirituality, his soul almost soared up. So the Maggid sent back a message to tell him that he should stop davening that way. And you should abandon that type of behavior because Loi Latoyu Bara El Loshevis Yitzara, quoting a verse, Hashem didn't create this world for chaos, He created this world to be civilized. So when this man came, the messenger came back to Reb Avram and he told him what his father said. Reb Avram HaMalach instantaneously responded and he said, Darf ich folgen mein fleischlichen Taten, mehr wie mein göttlichen Taten? Do I have to obey the wishes of my corporal father more than my divine father, my real father? Reb Hillel Paritcher was a chassid of the Tzemach Tzedek, of the Mintel Rebbe, used to tell over the story, he would cry at this part. He would say, you know, he called the Maggid my corporal father, Eichmer, a corporal father. The Maggid wasn't such a corporal father. But once, the Maggid, the Reb Avram HaMalach, was still davening. The Alter Rebbe finished davening, and they would learn right after davening, in the morning. The Alter Rebbe finished davening, and he hasn't eaten for a very long time, so he went to get a bite, and he brought in a little food, and he was eating it in a corner. The Reb Avram HaMalach finished davening, and he refused to look at the Alter Rebbe. He wouldn't talk to him. For 3 days, they weren't on speaking terms. The Alter Rebbe approached him and said, come, let's learn. He ignored him, as though he was not there. So the Alter Rebbe went to the Maggid. He said, for 3 days, he's not learning with me. So the Maggid calls in his son and says, what happened? Why are you angry on Reb Zalman you? Which is the Maggid called him, Reb Zalman you. So the Reb Avram HaMalach says, 3 days ago, he brought in something to eat after he finished davening, while as I was davening. And he tells his father, he says in Yiddish, V'ya tegahade ha'oza, tzareinbring in essence of mein gan Eden. How did he have the audacity to bring in food into my paradise? So the Maggid calmed him down and said, it's all right, you can continue learning with them. And they resumed the relationship. But there is davening and there is davening. You know, you go into most shuls, when somebody's davening, that you're bringing a piece of food, most people don't have a big problem. They're not going to stop speaking to you for it. For him, it was another experience. This means that Torah and mitzvahs have wings. Gan Eden is in the world of Yetzirah, the lower Gan Eden. The higher Gan Eden is in the world of Bria. This is what it means when you do the mitzvahs with the spirituality that comes from those worlds. It elevates the mitzvahs to those worlds, which means the energy of the mitzvah as it's seen from that world becomes manifested in the mitzvah here on earth. So this is what Alter Rebbe is saying. Instinctive love and fear comes from the world of Yetzirah, and that's where it elevates the Torah and mitzvahs to. intellectual love and fear, which is not pre-programmed, which is not part of your identity. It's a spirituality that you create based on your vision, through which you go beyond yourself and you understand the truth that transcends yourself. That's a product of the world of Bria. Comes the Alter Rebbe and says, this love and awe in chapter 44, even though it's innate to the soul when you reveal it in your heart, it ascends to the world of Bria because it requires a deep intellectual meditation and reflection to arouse it. And here we understand the difference between this love and the love discussed earlier in Tanya. The love discussed earlier in Tanya, as mentioned, the method to arouse it is memory. There's no toil, intellectual toil needed in order to arouse it within me. It's something that exists. It's something that's even tangible. It's something that's readily accessible. The Alter Rebbe says it's a readily instinct. It can be concealed. In many Jews, it's not concealed. By every Jew, at certain moments, it emerges in its full intensity. The question is, did I forget about it or do I remember it? However, the love here, coming from the awareness and the feeling that Hashem is my soul, or Hashem is my father. The Alter Rebbe says, even though it's natural, it's innate, a person has to meditate and contemplate upon this truth to realize that this is a fact. It's not enough to remember it. In order to realize that this is true, a person has to think, a person has to meditate. A person doesn't naturally feel it. You're not naturally in tune to it. You're going to say, you naturally feel that Hashem is the essence of your soul. You naturally feel that Hashem is your father. True. It's an essential property of the soul. Naturally, the soul experiences this. But it's very deep. When you're talking about the love of the earlier chapters, the love of the earlier chapters, the Alter Rebbe says, is readily accessible. It's not just pre-programmed in the Jew, but it's readily attainable. You can recall it and right away bring it out to your consciousness. It's an instinct in the Jew. I have an instinct that I want to be connected to Hashem. Instinctively, I seek to be connected to Him. This love is already a different type of love. It's not just instinctively I want to be connected to Hashem. It's the same love I have to my soul. I'm in love with my soul. I should be in love with Hashem because He is my soul. To establish this as a fact, to realize that this is a fact in your life, the Alter Rebbe says instinctively it's there in the soul. The soul feels that way. But it's very deeply buried. And to establish the fact, you need to use your mind and you need to think about it and reflect and meditate. And then it can become revealed. And then therefore it deserves the title of Bria. Its home is the world of Bria.
So it gets elevated up to
there? That's its place. Its place is Bria, not Yetzirah, yes?
The first love, which is in Yetzirah, is that the Ava
Mesoteris? Yes. The Ava Mesoteris throughout the Tanya, that's Yetzirah. But these Avas, the Alter Rebbe is saying, when they are revealed, since the only way they can be revealed and become palpably emotional is through deep meditation and reflection, they are, although they're natural, so apparently they belong to the world of Yetzirah, but because the only way to arouse them, you need deep meditation, you can't just recall it. The instinct is not readily accessible. The very fact that Hashem is my soul is deeply, deeply buried. Sometimes in the subconscious chambers of it. And to realize that this is a fact, Hashem is my soul, you need to think about it and meditate about it and reflect about it. And then this love, this type of love can emerge. And therefore he says, it's connected to the realm of Bria, not only to Yetzirah. Right.
Which is the contemplation of the light of the blessed Ain Sof.
Right.
Could you give some detail on that?
Well, this is the concept we're discussing. That's why the Zohar says, Imaylah makanana b'kursaya. What is the supernal mother in Kabbalah? The supernal father is Chachma, conception. The supernal mother is Bina, discussed many times in Tanya, beginning in chapter 3. Imaylah. So the Zohar explains as follows. Chachma, Abaylah, the supernal father nests in Atzilus. Supernal mother in Briya. The supernal emotions, the six emotions in Yetzirah, Chesed through Yesod, and finally the seventh in Asiya. And that's the difference between the worlds.
Now you mentioned earlier, Rabbi, you expressed the thought that God is our father and mother. Now that the supernal mother, is that part with God as father?
I didn't understand your question.
I'm trying to understand because you said earlier, you said that God could be looked upon as a father and mother. Now,
that's disconnected from this. Yeah, that's disconnected from this. Yeah. I said a father and mother. Hashem can be looked at as a father and mother because in the Zohar he brought the Raya Mehemna, Kibrodir Shtadl, it mentions a father and a mother. So now this we have to understand. I don't naturally instinctively feel Hashem is my life. Or that Hashem is my father. The soul, it's embedded in my soul, but I have to talk about it, I have to think about it, and the Alter Rebbe says you have to really fix your mind on it and truly, rigorously break your head in order to realize that this is the fact, and that allows the embedded emotion to emerge. The other emotion of Yetzirah is instinctive in the Jew. The Alter Rebbe says, even though this is instinctive, but it's very different. This instinct is not like that instinct. The former instinct is almost part of the revealed chemistry of the Jew. True, sometimes we can forget about it. It's there. I can forget about it. I have to remember it. Life can make us forget about our own natural instincts. And therefore, you have to recall it. Why can a Jew sin? Because we forget about it. You forget about this instinct. So the Alter Rebbe, remember this instinct in you. And remember that this instinct this instinct is so powerful that you're ready to die for it. So certainly, you can stay away from transgressing a mitzvah even though the craving is very powerful. Because the instinctive craving to sin, to stay away from that craving, to abandon that, to reject it is not as difficult as, God forbid, pains associated with death. And nonetheless, a Jew is ready for that. That's how deep this instinct is. Remember this in you. Just remember. This is who you are. It's a natural component and the deepest component, instinctive component of our personality. It's pre-programmed. It's not your choice. You didn't create it. You can't reject it. You can't dismiss it. Which is an extraordinary invention of the Alter Rebbe. Instinctively, you want to be connected to Hashem. Shouldn't say invention, but the emphasis, Alter Rebbe makes it, highlights it and emphasizes it. Here you're dealing with a deeper element. Deeper, I mean less revealed, less exposed. And therefore the mind becomes a very needed tool, not just the mind as a tool for memory, but the mind as a tool for deep meditation, and thus it's connected to Briya. But then the Alter Rebbe adds even more. It has in it somewhat of the quality of Avirab, which allows it to soar even beyond Briya. Because as discussed in the previous chapter, and in this chapter also, Ahavas Olam, which is the Chilu Ruchim Usichlam, Ahavas Olam is the intellectual love. You meditate on the truths of godliness beyond your own identity. And that generates an emotion. Is deep, is powerful, but it's still the world of Briya. It's a transcendental love, but it's not a divine love. It's not a spontaneous love. It's not a natural love. It's not an instinctive love. It's a transcendental love. It's a love that's based on transcendence, which is the power of the mind versus the power of the heart. But ultimately, it's me understanding a certain truth, and as a result of that truth, it produces an emotion. And therefore, it's synonymous with the world of Bria, in which the creatures experience the truth of Hashem, and as a result of that experience, they are nullified. But it's creatures experiencing the truth of Hashem and being nullified in that experience.
Is that a tzilus?
No. In Atzilus, there's no experience. When Hashem is really manifest and present, there's no experiencing your nullification. And that's Aver Abba. And there the I totally is dissolved. And that's why it's a gift from above. It's not your own love. It's a gift from above. The Alter Rebbe in 39 said, it's the love of the others. It's a different type of love. Zogda Alter Rebbe, this love has in it something of the quality of Aver Abba. Why does it have in it something of the quality of Aver Abba? Because this love is embedded in the very nature of the Jew. This love is the very definition of my I. The intellectual love of Ava Salam. I comprehend the truth of Hashem. And as a result of that comprehension, it creates emotions, very deep emotions, very real emotions. But who is the experiencer of these emotions? The human identity, the human soul. Even if that soul experiences a certain sense of nullification, but there's a soul experiencing a certain sense of nullification. This level of love, however, comes from what I love you, Hashem, because you're my soul. I love you, Hashem, because you're my father. These permeate and penetrate and reach the core of the human eye. They are innate, they are intrinsic, they constitute the human identity. They constitute the godliness of the human identity. The fact Hashem is my soul, and Hashem is my father. And because of that, they have in them a quality of Ava Rabba as well. So generally speaking, there is the instinctive love, which is the Ava Mesoteris. There is the Ava Soilam, the transcendental love. There is Ava Rabba, which is the divine love. And then there is the love of chapter 44 that comprise all of the elements. On one level, this is a natural love. It's, so to speak, pre-programmed. It's instinctive. On the other hand, it needs the mind in order to reveal it. And that connects it to the second level, to the world of Bria. And furthermore, it's a divine love. It's not the experience of the I, it's the godliness that's in me. So it comes out that these loves described here in 44 have a quality in it that, in a way, elevate them beyond all of the other loves discussed in Tanya. As they operate in all three worlds, in the world of Yetzirah, in the world of Bria, and in the world of Atzilus.
Is there any love in the world of
Asiya? No. You're asking if there's any love in the world of Asiya. The world of Asiya is defined by its opaqueness, by its lack of any spiritual revelation. Right? Just look around. It's hidden, of course. All of the worlds, the four worlds, don't exist in four different locations. We spoke of that at length. And what do you think Atzilus is? You think you'll take a spaceship and you'll travel a billion light years, you're going to discover Atzilus. Atzilus is right here. The four worlds are four ways in which to perceive reality. It's four pairs of glasses, four different prescriptions. It's four dimensions to the same reality. I can look at this mic from the lenses of Asiya, and it's a mic. And I could look at it from the lenses and point of view of Yetzirah and Bria and Atzilus. Same is true with myself and yourself and the table and the world and reality and heaven and earth and everything.
Okay.
Yes. Huh? Right. There's a lot of love in Asiya. Divine love is not a property of the Asiya world. In this world, we see a lot of love, but divine the love to Hashem, that requires already a sensitivity to the deeper layers of existence. And basically, there are four layers. There is the most external layer. What you see, that's what you get. And then there are the deeper layers. Yetzira and Bri and then Atzilus. That remains concealed. The love itself is a Yetzira Dika love, but the person is an Asiya. The person is detached from the Yetzira within him. Us? That's why it's hidden. It's hidden, it means an Asiya. You don't have it. It's not revealed. What? I'm sorry, what did you say? Yeah. Even the lowest souls from Asiya are connected to the higher worlds. It's not... question is what the emphasis is, but even the lowest souls are... Oh, that's a good question.
What do I need Yira for?
You mean Avos Olam?
What do I need?
That's a good question. That's a good question. You're asking, the Alter Rebbe should have started Tanya with chapter 44 and finished it with chapter 44. Two opposite questions. You're asking who he's talking to. You're saying, this is it. You should have started Tanya. Go, describe this love, teach people how to attain it, and this is it. But nonetheless, half of Tanya, at least, or larger, is focused on Avos Olam, as well as the Alter Rebbe's general philosophy, Chabad, is focused on Avos Olam, on understanding and learning about godliness, and about the godly reality, and comprehending spirituality in a systemized way, in an organized way. Understand it and meditate on it and reflect upon it, not just on its relevance to your soul and the natural instincts of the soul, but understanding godliness and creating a love based on that. And this is the question that Dr. Rebbe is bothered now presently, and the remainder of the chapter is the Raksha Afal Pikein, where we are up to, brings us back down not to the world of Asiya, but to the world of Bria. That's the Raksha Afal Pikein, is the other side of the picture. But we'll deal with that next week. God willing, and Alter Rebbe here introduces a new dimension. Have a wonderful week. Yeah.
And the ones that kosher, some of the tefillahs, I'm thinking you said that some doubt.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same when he talks about all the other ones, like when they're still on pairing base.
Okay, you got it? Instinctive karma, transcendental, and godly love. Well, David might have.
Yeah, that was one that threw Asher off with Matatra, because they were allowing him to sit, because he was writing the...
I see. He says, Ashverish tickle this. It's very...
You have to be able to put everything in compartmentalize all the books.
That's fascinating that he can analyze it like this. I thought it's like the Eskimos with snow. Mamash reminds me. You know,
to
come up with so many shades and you know, with the confidence. This is Yitzir, this is Bria, this is Atzilus, this is.
The lipstick that you want to the store is a guy, I see three colors. It's like 100 sticks, I see three colors. The red, pink.
How many does your wife see?
That's what I'm saying, it's 100 colors. You have to
use that Marshall Yidden for pain. The Yidden had so much pain all their life that every a different pain, it's like Shajikitman the Ur, it's a Klapman, because they have a different Yiddish word
for
every pain that they have. Depending on body, they have a different
subtle difference.
It's the Yiddish.
In other words, Jews went through so much pain, so
they have
a name for every different type of pain. What do you say? Shukat midin, are you?
Shukat midin, the yor, the chat midin, the all the different. But use the lashon of the Eskimo. Use that thing of the Eskimo.
Say it fine.
What would be the best action to take if you recognize your first advice a difficulty with intimacy with coming up?
The mind. The mind. Imagine that you are feeling that love and behave that way. Okay, Madhavana Maidiv. Be a little late.
I'm not clear on two things. First of all, when we first started talking about how there are three types. If you have intellectual emotion, so that's considered. If it brings out, if you get love, so then it goes into Bria. Then you said that Abba's Paris, just remembering it, that's also considered. It seems like there's a lot more schwitz in the intellectual emotion of Nashi Visicha and Broad Avua than just remembering the Alan Sataris and the both on the same world.
This is a good shaila. This is a very good shaila you're asking. What's the other thing you don't understand?
The other thing is that how does it affect, how does what we said, you also said that somebody has the intellectual emotion, David makes the bridge, and I say, thus may it be, if we're saying that each one is a play in each world, so how did that, the chayda, what does this mean? What effect does he have? If it's all stuck here and there, does it mean that the Avish is mitzaref and it jumps into another a world higher? Or is it, the chayda is no, what, that doesn't mean.
So, you're asking two excellent questions. First shaila you're asking is, it seems inconsistent that chilu ruchim utivim are yitzira, and the chilu ruchim of our perik nafshi visicha, if you're only megalad betalumas liba yamecha, it's still yitzira, even though you're using your mind. Because to be at megala in your mind, even though it's not in your heart, you also have to use your mind. You're tuning into this love, at least intellectually. Second shaila is, he said before that if you only have it in your mind, Hashem is mitzaref et tamaisa, what type of tziruf? It's in yitzira. What's the problem? What type? What does the tziruf add? It's in yitzira already. What does the tziruf accomplish? Be'etzim, it's already in yitzira. What do you need a tziruf for? The answer on both questions is the same. In a footnote, the Rebbe wrote footnotes to Tanya. They're called Rishimas on Tanya, and they found it a few years ago in his room. They published it a few years ago. And on this chapter, he writes in one of the footnotes that when the Alter Rebbe says that these Ahavas are not called the Chilu or Chimu Tivim only when they're in your Mayach, and then they're in Yitzira, but when they're b'hizgalos, they're in Bria. So he says what the Alter Rebbe means there in Yitzira is independently there in Yitzira. but through Hashem's siruf, they also take the Torah mitzvahs to Bria. Does go to Bria, and he writes with Sarich Iyun Hachiluk. You have to understand what's the difference if it's independently a Briyadik reality, or Hashem elevates it to Bria. You have to know what's the difference. Obviously, there's a difference, but that's what he writes. Which answers both kashas. However, there is an there's a sefer called Bir Tanya. It was written by a big chassid. His name was Reb Shmuel Groinem Estrim, and he was a chassid of the Rebbe Maharash, the fourth Lubavitcher Rebbe. And his explanations on Tanya are very accepted because he had in the tradition, he learned Tanya from older chassidim who learned by chassidim of the Alter Rebbe. So his explanation is very reliable. It's called Bir Tanya. It's as complicated as the Tanya, but it's an interesting sefer. So he doesn't learn that way. He learns that it's Yitzira. What do you need a Tzira of Hashem? He says, because the Alter Rebbe says here, Im eina yachel lo yitzia lagili beliboy, yachel lask b'teiru mitzvus l'shman, ayde tzir inyan avazu b'machshava shebemaycha. He says, tzir inyan avazu b'machshava shebemaycha is not ava b'mayach. It's tzir inyan zeba ava b'mayach. There's experiencing an intellectual love, and there's depicting in your mind what would it be like to experience the love. It's a much lower level. Usually, machshava teva kodesh baruch hu mitzar for lemaisa. Meichai, that's a higher level. Meichai means there's an emotional love and there's an intellectual love. What does an intellectual love mean? There's an emotional love. I feel literally a fire and I'm emotionally gravitating towards something. And an intellectual love means I understand so clearly that this is something I should gravitate, that it compels me to behave in a certain way. It's not an emotional, palpable love, but my intellect inclines me towards a certain direction, and it impacts my behavior. In other words, it's a... And then this is, he says, even a lower level, that it's not, I don't even have an intellectual inclination to it, but this is what it would look like. He says, and it would also prompt behavior, of course, it prompts behavior. He says, you're imagining it in your mind. He says, he says, naturally it's Ayla to Yetzirah. But if you don't even have the Mayach, you only have the Tzir, for that you need Machshava Tova HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzarf, to bring it even into Yetzirah. Because Azaya would stay in Asiya. But the Rebbe Taina is that the Tziruf causes it to be Ayla to Bria. And that would mean that even in that case of the Tziur, it would cause it to be Ayla to Bria. Now, the Rebbe's Biur is much geschmacker because of your question. It's if you to have it betalumas love, you have to use your mind a lot. So, Zilbos or time, it should be Ayla to Bria. So, it chaps like this. It chaps like this in the Maskana. L'chayri, you have to learn like this. That if you have intellectual love, that's bizgalus halev, the chilur chimus sichlam, where your mind creates a new love. That's oila to bria. The chilur chimus sichlam, regular the chilur avas oilam bizgalus halev is oila to bria. What happens if avas oilam is not bizgalus halev, is in the mind? That was the classical example of Machshava Toiva Kodesh Baruch Hu Matzar Fa Lamaisa, that Hashem schleps it to Bria. What's the problem? The problem is it's only in your mind. You need a bridge between your mind and the deed. Deeds are fueled by emotions, not by... A deed is invigorated by an emotion, not by an intellect. Intellect remains abstract. So Hashem creates the bridge. That's Perik Tazayin. And he's Oyla to Bria. That's Tchilu Ruchimu Sichlam Avas Oyla. What about Tchilu Rechimu Tivim, the Ava Mesoteris earlier in Tanya? Apparently, if it's Bizgalus Halev, it's in Yitzira. If it's Betalumus Lev, it seems earlier in Tanya that it's also in Yitzira, even without any Tziruf. even without any tziruf. Why over here don't you need a tziruf? It's obvious from the end of Perek Design that you don't need a tziruf for this. Why don't you need a tziruf? Because you didn't create a new emotion. It's an emotion that's already in your heart. Problem is, if it remains totally concealed in your heart, so it doesn't impact you at all, so the Torah mitzvahs remain in Asiyah. If you reveal it somewhat, even in your mind, so you're not missing a piece. So it's oiler to Yitzir. That's what it seems sometimes. When you create the emotion, you're missing a piece because it didn't start from your heart. It wasn't in there. It started from your mind. So Hashem fills in the piece. But if it's natural emotions that are innate, you just expose them. So even if you just expose it in your mind, that's enough to be at Ma'ilat to Yitzirah on its own without Tziruf. And there's no Tziruf here. It's Ma'ilat to Yitzirah and that's it. Here, there's a new love. It's innate, but you need to use your mind. So the Alter Rebbe says, if you're Megalit, independently it belongs in Bria. Similar to the Chilur Rechim Osechel. If you're not Megalit in your heart, just in your mind, then the Alter Rebbe says, it's connected to the realm of Yetzirah on its own. Why is it connected to the realm of Yetzirah? Because it's innate. It's innate. Now, but the Rebbe Taina is, the Pshat is, that through the Tziruf, it's Oyla Tabriya. Without the Tziruf, it wouldn't be Oyla Tabriya. Because the part that's innate belongs to Yetzirah. The mind was never Megalit in your heart. So there's no connection to the deeds. So if the mind is Megalit in the heart, so what was Megalit in the heart? A Seichel Dekinyan. So Bria is what's fueling the Torah and Mitzvahs. So it's Eilat to Bria. But if the mind didn't come down to the heart, so it's only in the mind, so the Bria part remains detached from the Maisa part. You did what you can do. You did what you can do. Do as Dais Gishavitz. Hashem fills in the gap. But that's what it seems here. Okay, now you get it, yeah? Yeah.
Something I didn't get.
This is apparently what it seems from all the whole picture, that this is how it has to be built. But if the innate love remains concealed and it's not accessed a bit, it's not even Oyla to Yetzirah, it stays in Asiyah. You have an emotion there. But there's Lay Parcha Layla. You have the emotion, but you have to expose it somewhat.
There must be something in Asiyah.
That's Asiyah. That's Asiyah. That's Asiyah. Yeah.
What I didn't understand is you're saying that through revealing these different qualities, it elevates the loves to different worlds.
Yeah.
But then on the other, it sounds like is it elevating the loves to the world, so you bring those higher worlds down to this world? Or is it
no, the love is elevating the Torah and mitzvahs that are performed in the physical world to the higher worlds.
But he said it's to make this world lift.
Of course, where do you elevate it to? You reveal it in this world. You reveal the higher worlds in this world.
So you really bring the higher worlds to this
world?
Yeah,
that's what it means. Yeah.
Okay. So
yes. There's no emotion whatsoever?
Most of the emotions, the thought obviously they're motivating it. It's not all emotion, but the deed is obviously attributed to the deed.
So then through Hashem's bridge, it goes up all the way. Yeah, that's a big thing, yeah. Okay, I gotta run.
To order additional MP3 CDs, call Heichal Menachem at 718-633-1076 or visit us at www.chassidus.com. That is chassidus.com.